This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The unrest in Venezuela is turning into a battleground of rhetoric between the United States and Russia. Russia's foreign minister is warning of the most drastic of consequences if the U.S. continues what he calls aggressive steps. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, speaking through an interpreter on the Fox Business Network's Trish Regan Primetime, says the opposition remains united and insists the armed forces are listening to them.
As long as we are mobilized and united, we are very close to achieving our freedom.
Guaido is recognized by the U.S. and more than 50 other nations as Venezuela's rightful president. On the same program, U.S. President Donald Trump said he's following the activities in Venezuela.
I've been watching him on the streets and right on the streets where people are being killed, and he's out there doing rallies. He's actually very brave in a true sense.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is accusing the U.S. of directing an attempted coup. The United States and the Taliban are beginning a new round of negotiations in an effort to move the peace process forward. However, a senior U.S. military commander says no decision has been made about the presence of U.S.-led NATO forces in Afghanistan. The insurgent group has insisted on finalizing an agreement on the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from Afghanistan before discussing other issues. Police in Paris fired tear gas on thousands of demonstrators Wednesday, including some who caused violence at May Day rallies in France in past years. The 1st of May, or May Day, also is known as International Workers' Day, an event popularized by the international labor movement to call for better working conditions. It is traditionally a day for political demonstrations. Marches were held in other French cities, across Europe, and in the United States. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is going ahead with its hearing Thursday about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report about his investigation of Russian election interference. But unless there is a last-minute change, Attorney General William Barr will not be appearing to testify. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, said Barr is not testifying before his committee because of past statements he made.
I can understand, given how dishonest he has been, since March 24th at the earliest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
Nadler said the committee will take whatever action it has to take if Barr skips the hearing. On Wednesday, Barr appeared before a Senate committee and defended his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling. Mueller wrote that he could not reach a conclusion about whether Trump had obstructed justice. With Mueller not reaching a decision on the obstruction question, Barr said he concluded no criminal charges against Trump were warranted.
The placeholder, in my judgment, was the simple statement of what the bottom line conclusions were.
Democrats accused Barr of grossly understating evidence of Mr. Trump's misconduct in the summary he sent to Congress in March. Thousands of people are being evacuated from villages along India's eastern coastline ahead of severe cyclone Fani. Fani is heading towards the coast with wind speeds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour and is expected to make landfall on Friday. Officials have now shut down operations at two major ports on the East Coast, and thousands of rescuers are helping people evacuate from low-lying areas. Cyclone Fani will be the fourth storm to hit the country's East Coast in the last three decades. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange has a court hearing Thursday in London over a U.S. extradition request on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer system. Britain will decide whether to extradite Assange to the U.S. in response to allegations that he conspired with a former U.S. intelligence analyst to download classified databases. On Wednesday, Assange was sentenced to 50 weeks in jail in London for breaching bail conditions. Assange was sentenced for breaching his bail by entering the Ecuadorian embassy 7 years ago. For more on this and all of today's latest news, please go to voanews.com. And if you have a mobile phone, please download the VOA mobile app and you will be updated with all the latest news 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.